You're in tune to KVSC, and for today's interview segment, we will be talking about the Granite City Radio Theater. The Granite City Radio Theater is brought to you by KVSC, and our next installment will be this Wednesday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m. The artist that we'll have for the musical part of the program, that includes comedy and trivia and all sorts of other fun segments, is Lucy Michelle. Now, Lucy Michelle is a Minneapolis artist who has made her way through music with a group called Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels, getting started in 2007 and continuing on now in a more or less solo way. Lucy, thank you for coming to speak with us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Let's talk first about the movement through your career. The band was formed in 2007, Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels, and you had a lot of early success, especially with your Orange Peels and Rattlesnakes CD that came out in 2008, and some of the recognition that came from City Pages magazine. So there was a very fast track that you folks started in when the music began. Can you tell me about the arc that the band has taken and how we've gotten to the point where you've gone solo?
Back then I was a sophomore in college, and I was living with a couple people that were musicians, and I had a bunch of friends that were musicians, and I kind of started writing songs, and I played them for them, and they're like, hey, let's just kind of jam out, start a band, maybe do something. And I started out playing at the Hexagon Bar, and then ended up playing kind of all over the city, and we got picked a click, and I think it was pretty much because we oversaturated our audience with our music and played probably like 100 shows in the Twin Cities in like a span of a year, which is quite a lot to play in just one place. But and we continued to tour, and we put out 4 albums, and kind of the years went by, and then slowly everybody kind of, you know, got their own lives and had kids and started working real jobs and things like that. Not that being in a band is not a real job, but kind of ended up, you know, still working because we love doing what we're doing and still touring throughout all of that. And then we had a couple members leave the band. Jesse Huser started playing bass with Caroline Smith, and he continues to do so with them. And then Chris Graham, who was a guitarist with us, he left the band and he kind of got a different job, and things changed. And for us, I think, for us to have our all-around sound, we thought, you know, I think it's hard for us to continue as the Velvet Lapels without those core people. We had some wonderful people join in with us and sub. We had Liz Draper play and Matt Lateral, who's an amazing musician who is from St. Cloud. And, you know, so we got really lucky with a bunch of wonderful musicians that we played with. But I think for us, we felt like if we wanted to continue being a band, that we needed to kind of change up things and figure out a new sound for ourselves. Because I think we were starting to feel like we just kind of wanted something new and a change. And so last year, we decided that we would start working on completely different music, or how we felt different music, more electric. I'm playing electric guitar. We have Ashley, who is playing accordion, is on the keyboard, and Eamon has actually switched to bass, and then Jeff is still on the drums, and so it's 4 of us, and we're called Field Trip now, and at the current time, we're working on new things, which is a little difficult because Jeff had a baby, his wife and him had a baby, and I had a baby 7 months ago, and so we're sort of in the middle of working on new things, hanging out with our new kids, and but it's kind of an exciting time right now because it we're just, you know, brand new stuff. It's really exciting. And so hopefully by next year, we'll have a full-length album out.
All righty. So It is the fact that you had 4 records out as the Velvet Lapels, but then took a nearly 180-degree move when you went solo with your release, Attack of the Heart. As it goes, these are, you know, very heartfelt tunes, which are what are going to be played at Pioneer Place coming up on December 3rd. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about the formation of the band and the support of that, but the sound, I guess, could be a touch subdued in comparison to the Velvet Lapels, but it's really beautiful, very personal music. You'll be presenting that material, some of that, with Collective Unconscious at the Granite City Radio Theater. With the Velvet Lapels and the Field Trip, that's a couple of bands, and now you're kind of taking on a third band for, you know, a short little while. Can you let me know a little bit about how Collective Unconscious is working with your material?
Well, you know, I think that what's nice about my music is that it tends to be fairly straightforward, and I think that they'll do a fabulous job of figuring out what I did. Is I sent them my songs, and they have a good instrumental arrangement where I'm pretty sure they can do a great job of playing my music, and I think it'll be a cool way to hear it in a different way with different people. And I always love playing with different people because it brings new sounds to my music and things that I've been playing for the last couple of years now that it's really nice to kind of put a new spin on things. So I'm excited to actually perform with them because I want to hear how they interpret my song. So that'll be fun.
And what's amazing is you're going into this with maybe one rehearsal during sound check. Are you excited about that prospect?
I think I really... I've always sort of prided myself in being able to roll with the punches, and I'm pretty certain that they'll do a fine job following my music and stuff. So I'm excited. It'll be fun.
Fantastic. So let's start by playing a song from Attack of the Heart, a song that will be played at Pioneer Place for the Granite City Radio Theater. The song that I wanted to pick out first is kind of a easygoing piece of music that involves a little bit of trombone on your record. It's called Best We Know How. Could you let me know a little bit about Best We Know How?
Well, with that one, I was kind of inspired by Neil Young, Harvest Moon, which is one of my most favorite songs. And when I went into the studio with John Munson and Chan Poling, I think that was my initial inspiration. Was I was like, all right, let's think Neil Young. You know, I want it to be acoustic. I want it to be, you know, pretty. I want it to be soft. But then at the same time, we kind of turned it into sort of a fun outro in the end where it's fun to perform because we kind of get people moving. And it's just a really sweet song, and I think a lot of the songs on Attack of the Heart, when I had written those, I had just gotten married, and I was sort of in this honeymoon stage, and you know, it's very special to me because every time I play those songs, it sort of brings me back to that moment in time, and yeah.
Collective Unconscious has a guy who plays some pretty mean trombone. Maybe we'll expect a little bit of that on Best We Know How.
You feel like dancing tonight, neath the moonlight. The wolves are howling in the nearby wood, calling our names. Air so cool on our skin. Don't ever want to head in. Let's go under this tree, and you can do what you want. Just taking it all in the best we know how. Taking it all in the best we know how. Your hand in mine, we'll have a real good time as we lay here below the Milky Way. That north wind is blowing, bringing the winter in. I think we can hold it off. All in the best we know how. it all in the best we know how.
That was Best We Know How from Lucy Michelle, who is our guest on the interview segment here today on KVSC. Lucy will be performing at the Granite City Radio Theater at Pioneer Place on 5th on December 3rd. So the record Attack of the Heart, Lucy, is a recording, as you'd mentioned, that was started on your honeymoon with your husband, Cooper. What influences from your honeymoon came into the making of that record?
My husband and I had a really amazing wedding, and it was really wonderful of all of our friends to come into town, all of our family. And I think I was really inspired by just the being surrounded by all that love and all that care. And you know, and then we also took this amazing trip to Madeline Island, like by Bayfield, and we were there for a few days, and it was really awesome. I hadn't really had any time to just kind of sit with, you know, myself and play music and with him, and you know, and I think the whole thing was just very calming, and it was really very sweet, and so a lot of it, you know, came from that, and then just my just altogether experiences of us being together and all that warmth. And then, you know, not only those songs aren't just about him though, it's also about my family and my friends. And so a lot of it was just sort of like, you know, Attack of the Heart is the title, just sort of comes from like this overwhelming feeling of having so many wonderful people in your life. And that's kind of how I based this album around and how those songs came to be. I think one thing that I felt like during that time, Velvet Lapels, I didn't quite want them to go in this sort of romantic direction. And I saw myself working with different people. And at that time, you know, I'm still very close friends with John Munson and Chan Poling. And I had worked with them before on holiday shows and previous things, that little things that I've done with them. And I called them up and I asked them if they'd be interested in working on this album with me. And they graciously accepted. And so then we started working on that in the wintertime, and we recorded it in John's studio space, and it was sort of thrown together, but he did an amazing job of recording, and we had some people come in and help us set things up, and we had amazing musicians come in and play with us. Richard Medick on the drums, and J.B. McLean, who's in Brass Messengers, played trombone, and Max Ray, who played tenor sax, who now still plays in the band that we have. So it was just a really amazing experience to work with different musicians and musicians that have been around for a very long time and have very just wonderful, inspiring ideas on how to, you know, write songs. And they really helped me with arrangement and stuff. So it was a really eye-opening experience for me. And I think I really let myself be guided by them. And I think that really helped.
You kind of broke away from playing the ukulele as your main instrument as well. You went into the Attack of the Heart sessions with an acoustic guitar, which I think that's a really great change. Did that help you find a different voice for the music?
Yeah, I do think it did. I think it helped me have a fuller voice a lot, you know, because ukulele is only four strings and it's a little high-pitched. But, you know, so it was really nice having that sort of rounded out sound, and I think it definitely helps, yeah.
And did you know that Chan Poling was on the Granite City Radio Theater back in May? Have you talked to him about that?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
I should ask him about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, he was involved in some of the comedy bits as well on that program. You don't think that you're going to get involved in the comedy, do you?
Maybe a little something. We'll see.
Okay. So
yeah.
Once the record was released in April of 2013, you started playing out with that, and you'd mentioned the artists that you had been working with on the record, including Richard and Chan and John, but then Chris Koza has been a part of your band playing out as well. He came into it just after the record was released.
Yeah, that is right. And, you know, we were kicking ourselves that we didn't have him play guitar on it previously when we were recording it. And so, but having Chris has been amazing. He's an amazing guitarist, an amazing singer, and he brings so much to the band. So we're glad he's playing with us.
It does sound as if you have had some really fine shows in October. One was the Cat Edmondson opening at Dakota, and then your own show later in the month. It just seems like this is a band that really has some legs and will be carrying on. Do you think there's a second record in the works?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, I think it's kind of in the works right now, along with this field trip stuff. And hopefully we'll start working on it sometime next year. So definitely, for sure.
The next song that we'll be checking into is Beat Like Mine. Beat Like Mine is a neat piano-driven piece. What I find really interesting is the two directions of people's lives in a relationship in the lyrics, holding back or growing up, the kind of compromise that two people get together. Is this one about your marriage?
No, it's actually about my relationship with my mom. Yeah. So we'll have to let people read into that how they will.
So let's take a listen. This is Beat Like Mine on 88.1 FM, Lucy Michelle from her Attack of the Heart album.
Your chest, those words that hold the weight of the world. I know you've got something to say, and man, your intentions are good. Won't please you in every way. I wonder if I could.
That was Beat Like Mine from Lucy Michelle's Attack of the Heart release. And Lucy Michelle, our guest today on the interview segment, she will be a part of the Granite City Radio Theater Wednesday, December 3rd. We were talking earlier in the interview about the new kind of reformed version of the Velvet Lapels, which is called Field Trip. It's very interesting to see now that you're working with two different bands that you're kind of switching a little bit of your focus as an artist. So can you tell me a little bit about the reformation of the band that was Velvet Lapels into Field Trip and, you know, who's in it?
There's four of us, including myself. We have Ashley, who was originally playing accordion, is now playing synthesizer keyboard. We also have Eamon, who was playing cello, is now playing bass. Jeff is still playing the drums, and then I'm playing electric guitar. So it's a cool switchover, and we're kind of going a little bit more straightforward, kind of a little more rock, a little more electric, a little more atmospheric is kind of what we're going for, and kind of dancey. I think for us, it just seemed like a natural progression into something different, because I think at a certain point, we were sort of ready for a change, and the change needed to happen. And if it didn't, we would have no longer been a band. So this is a really good place for us to be right now.
If folks go to your Facebook page, there's your videos, your work, a little bit about what the band has been doing. One thing that I really liked was finding the video for the song Apple Tree, which must have been recorded about when you were pregnant with your son, Otis.
Yeah, that's right. I was probably about 4 months at that point. So, yeah.
And this was a recording that was done about January.
Somewhere around there, yeah, we did it at my husband is a carpenter, and he builds big sets for television commercials, and so we did it at the shop that he works at.
And the recordings so far have been tentatively called the North Shore Sessions. Has that field trip recording been released in any format yet?
Well, the company actually that did that filmed that video was called North Shore Sessions, so We're probably going to release a full length in the springtime, but we don't know what we're going to call it yet. So that's sort of in a work in progress.
Will that be done in Minneapolis?
Yes. We already did 7 songs in kind of an EP's length in Brooklyn in January. And then we're going to finish off the record, the next 3 or 4 songs here in Minneapolis. And we haven't quite decided where we're going to record yet, but we're pretty excited to finish this up. So, yeah.
And with the new baby, Otis, in your life, has it been kind of a challenge to do so many different projects, to work in 2 distinct bands, and then even go further by working with the Granite City Radio Theater?
Yes. I'm not going to lie. It's definitely been a little bit of a challenge, but at the same time, I think for me, because music is such a huge part of my life, that I can make it all work, and I have a lot of great family that is around to help me, and it's fun too, because he loves music and he loves listening to music, and I played all those songs a million times when he was in my belly, and I think he knows a lot of those songs, and it's so great to kind of see him sort of recognizing it in his little mind. It's really fun.
Wow. So, yeah. That is a great way to bring it to a close. I'm guessing Otis is coming to St. Cloud as well.
I think he will be there, yes.
Now, you are a graphic designer, and this is maybe my last question for you, Lucy. Do you find there's much of a difference between writing music and being a visual artist? Does a different part of your mind get stimulated?
You know, I think the two go hand in hand. I actually find that there's a ton of musicians that are also visual artists. I think it's sort of how our brain works in a way that where, you know, music is not only, you can not only hear it, but it becomes a sort of visual thing. Because for me, when I work on a lot of art, I'm always listening to music, and I think that influences a lot of what I do. So I think together, it's very much a package thing.
Lucy Michelle, a person who loves to have fun, loves to draw and make some very fine music, will be coming to St. Cloud to play at the Granite City Radio Theater. This is a program that's supported by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Legacy Fund and will be Wednesday, the 3rd of December at Pioneer Place Theater in downtown St. Cloud. Joining Lucy will be the band Collective Unconscious, doing music with the guests including our radio theater, Shades Brigade, Dan Barth's Trivia, and a whole lot more. That's Pioneer Place on 5th at 22 5th Avenue South for KVSC's Granite City Radio Theater.
They do when you lie.